Hey, we're back in for the second hour. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barton is my name, and we're battling on here today. I lost my guest who was called away in an emergency. I'm not blaming her. She has a genuine emergency to collect children that were stranded in a city. And she'll be with us in 2 weeks' time. That's Rachel Dow. We were to talk about all the carry-on in Clark County, Nevada, and also her job of involved in economic development, etc. But she's a key writer for Range magazine, and she has been teaching children for many years, and she's been a public representative, so she's quite a unique individual. But we'll be talking to her now. It's 2 weeks away. We talked to her, but we were surely here coupling together some articles at short notice, and some of them have been tedious, I have to apologize. They're badly written. Some of these people can't edit themselves. I claim to write very sharp stuff, but there you are. Some of these days I will read out extracts of what I'm writing on the cash list. Well, within a month or two. We're reading an article here today by Michael Schneider, who is a first-rate guy, very sharp and to the point. He writes The Economic Collapse as a header under his name. And he's saying here what the UN plans to implement universal biometric identification for all humanity by 2030. And he says all these new biometric identification cards will not just be for refugees. This is the test run they're doing with it. According to a different Bind biometric report, authorities hope this technology will enable them to achieve the UN's goal of having this kind of identification in the hands of every man, woman, and child on the planet by 2030. Well, anybody who's supporting this is supporting a total insurrection that's one could be caused by this. A report synopsis notes that about 1.8 billion adults around the world currently lack any kind of official documentation. Oh dear, they've got to help some people. As I say, once you hear the thing that the government's here to help you, head for the hills, and the red lights shall be flashing. That can exclude those individuals from access to essential services and can also cause serious difficulties when it comes to trans-border identification. That problem is one that Accenture, what a crap name this company is, kind of put this together for the UN. Accenture has been tracking in collaboration with the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, which has been issuing Accenture developed biometric identity cards to populations of displaced persons in refugee camps in Thailand, South Sudan, and elsewhere. The ID cards are important for helping to ensure that refugees can have access to services for keeping track of refugee population. Well, it doesn't solve the crime problem at all. That was a joke. Moreover, the nature of the deployments has required an economically feasible solution and has demonstrated that reliable biometric ID cards can affordably be used on a large scale. It offers hope for the UN's Sustainable Development Goal. Oh boy, oh boy. I have to bring these all together in one program. Sustainable development. Wow. That is the death sentence for freedom and liberty. Sustainable development. No doubt about it. A spin-off from global warming. Just to read this out, interrupting myself. Moreover, the nature of the deployments has required an economically feasible solution and has demonstrated that reliable biometric ID cards can affordably be used on a large scale. It offers hope for the UN Sustainable Development Goal of getting legal ID into the hands of everyone in the world by the year 2030 with its identification for development. ID 4D, it's called, really. Isn't that nice? The identification for development, ID 4D, initiative was originally launched by the World Bank. Who else? and they are proud to be working side by side with the UN to get legal identity into the hands of all. The following comes from the official website of the World Bank. Let's get my screen back up. Providing legal identity, this is them talking to the World Bank, providing legal identity for all, including birth registration by 2030, is a target shared by the international community as a part of the Sustainable Development Goals target. 16.9, that's probably the chapter it's in the UN Agenda 21. The World Bank Group, WBG, has launched the Identification for Development Cross-Practice Initiative with the participation of 7 GP CCSA sharing the same vision and strategic objectives. It's seminar language to help our client countries achieve this goal with the vision of making everyone count, ensuring a unique legal identity and enable digital ID-based services to all. Everybody in the matrix and in the grid. Of course, all of this is being framed as humanitarian venture right now, but it will always, it's always the same. At some point, will the universal biometric ID be required by everybody? Of course, for a list of time. And what will happen if you refuse to take it? The mark of the beast, as it's known as. I could hardly foresee, says Schneider here, a day when not having a legal identification would disqualify you from holding a job, getting a new bank account, applying for a credit card, qualifying for a mortgage, or receiving any form of government payments, etc. At that point, anyone that refused to take a universal ID would become an outcast from society. Absolutely. That's the plan. And it says, what the elite wants to do is to make sure that everybody is in the system, and if it is, and it is a system that they control and that they have, can manipulate for their own purposes. This is one of the reasons why they are slowly but surely discouraging the use of cash all over the world. In Sweden, this movement has already become so advanced that they are now pulling ATMs out of even the most rural locations. I'm sure that'll start everywhere else. See if we've got the right article here. Biometric ID for everybody by the year 2000, and you will have no option if people allow this to happen. Just shocking. And I read an article last week, I have it here, it's just read it again slightly. Your body is no longer yours. Australia has become the first country to microchip its citizens. And this article was written by Natural News, J.D. Hayes. And you may not have noticed, but there are two kinds of countries in the world these days. Dictatorships led by authoritarian and democracies that are slowly being taken over by authoritarians. There's one single grid. Put Australia into that latter. Organic and Healthy, a magazine, reports that the land down under has become the first nation to begin microchipping its citizens. Though NBC News predicted some years ago that by 2017, Americans will be microchipped. Well, I read an article about many times in this program. 32% of Americans surveyed were looking forward to being microchipped. I find that just gobsmacking. Absolutely stunning. The Pew Institute collected that survey. Australia's drive to implement citizens with what many believe is the biblical mark of the beast is a clever propaganda campaign that equates RFID microchipping with becoming superhuman, and people are begging for it. Oh, Lord, help us. It is also about convenience. Lord. One Australian woman, Shanti Korrao from Sydney, is at the center of a controversy after having implants inserted in both hands. You could set up your own life so you never have to worry about any passports or pins, she told us. Stupid one. The idea is that microchip implants give you a unique identifier so that your implant can be used to get into locked doors, transfer personal information to smartphones and other personal devices, and of course allow you to be tracked everywhere you go by government. Why would anybody voluntarily want to do that? One word, says one microchipping recipient. Convenience. Well, these people are badly brainwashed in the country. Before they were microchipped, now they're completely gone. As bad as it is to carry cards around that transfer personal financial data to massive hackable databases and smartphones that serve as personal tracking devices, again, out of convenience, you at least have the option for now of leaving them behind you when you go somewhere. But I'll just finish on this Schneider's article. I've heard this Australian article. You don't have to take a smartphone with you, or at minimum you can learn some ways to better protect your information. With cards, if you must carry them, they are devices you can use to essentially shield them from ID thieves and tracking devices. Well, those swipe cards in the UK, they've now found when you close the accounts, the swipe card can still be used. It's a flaw in them. Yeah. But once you put a tracking device under your skin, the only way to get rid of it is to have it surgically removed or hack off your limb. Would authorities actually track you for no reason? What a funny, he's being sarcastic. So it's really been done on 100 levels. As we reported in 2012, that police departments were tracking cell phones without first getting a warrant, as required by the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. In fact, the American Civil Liberties Union, found that many of nearly 200 departments surveyed did so without a warrant to track people. While some departments were getting the required warrant first, others said they use varying legal standards, such as a warrant or a less strict subpoena. What makes it easier to track you? Why make it easier to track you? The practice has continued. In July, the Boston Globe reported that the city's police department had used a controversial cell phone technology 11 times over the past 7 years without once obtaining a search warranty. One warrant. Another major problem is hacking and identity theft. In the NBC report of several years ago, reports noted that one of the problems that could be solved had to do with medical information. Chips would allow doctors and hospitals to access your medical record. Big deal if you do that anyway. And all that information is sold and resold by pharmaceutical companies. But on and on it goes. There is no end to it. The article I've already read this out last week. China is one step closer to becoming a cash-free utopia. Just briefly, the plea for cashless society is always preceded by glowing benefits. China is the world's largest and first big model of technocracy. And the authoritarian state, it can force whatever it wants down the citizens' throats. This actually is coming from Technocracy News. It's the very same layout as Patrick Wood. It's the very same layout as activist posts. He's using their system to shoot. Again, China is the world's largest, first big model of technocracy, and it, as an authoritarian state, it can force whatever it wants down citizens' throats. A dictatorship is always the shortest path to technocracy. And even in 1933, early technocrats called for FDR to declare himself a dictator in order to summarily implement it. In 1933, those who do not understand technocracy cannot recognize China as anything other than a communist dictatorship. Financial set to celebrate cashless society. I don't know what that is. Imagine a world that puts Bonnie and Clyde out of business, all because banks no longer stack the bills and coins. For example, if you want to spare some change for a beggar, you no longer need to rummage through your pockets. Now you can simply scan the beggar's barcode, and that has already happened in China. We shouldn't be laughing at this. It's not remotely funny. On February 28th, Alipay, China's leading third-party online payment solution and an affiliate of Alibaba, announced an ambitious plan to create a cashless nation in 5 years, and the countdown has started already. As part of its efforts to encourage top-down supports for the program, Alipay will host a week-long celebration of Cashless Society Week from August 1st to August 8th. And it says, cashless challenges. During Cashless Society Week in China, Alipay will throw out various cashless challenges and accompanying awards to inspire institutions and individual rallies behind this unprecedented initiative. To date, five cities, with an aggregate 38 million population have signed up for Alipay's program, which more cities are expected to join the movement. Alipay expects that cashless payment would become another signature achievement of the modernized China. This is surely a shrewd move on the part of Alipay, with not so subtle peer pressure. competitive city wants to be left behind in attracting tourists and business investments due to a lack of digital payments connectivity. A city can boast a cashless ecosystem when 90% of its local business and retail consumption, transportation, public services, a digital world, we have the situation this week where Visa blatantly offering restaurants $10,000 a time to go completely digital and refuse to take cash. Right? Of course, they'll get that $10,000 back off their percentage in a year or so. So, and there's stories that £100,000 per business has been given out by Visa to try and push people into going cashless and banning cash as a transaction. Subscriptions by local governments to the program in China would multiply, for example. That I plan to leave my wallet at home when I visit my late father's hometown in Fuzhou, Chinese city. Suzhou expects to see 90% of its offline business supporting mobile payments. So. Anyway, China is going cashless by decree. And we come on to Google's role in all this. In one moment. Well, there's three articles here on this subject. Let's just see which one of them in kind of a chronological order. Trump should break up Google's media monopoly. Convergence of evil. Google, Amazon, Facebook use technology to enslave humanity, suppress knowledge, and accelerate human suffering. I've seen this, I read this out on the 24th of June. But Amazon Echo device can be exploited by hackers to steal your bank account information. And Google and Jigsaw get serious about hacking, basically. Google have this algorithm called Jigsaw, and this person writing this will explain it. It's called Google and Jigsaw get serious about extremist content. Extremists! They're the extremists. Kurt Nimmo is writing this off of an activist post. Faced with fines in Europe, Google, which was fined $2.5 billion by the European Union for rigging their advertising sites blatantly. And it says, faced with fines in Europe, Google will enforce four new steps to identify terrorist-related content on its YouTube subsidiary. Well, they're attacking people left, right, and center. Every day we see new stories where people, especially in the Patriot Movement, and Mark Dyson and dozens of others, are being taken down because they're telling the truth. Faced with fines in Europe, Google will force new steps to identify terrorist-related content on its YouTube subsidiary. This is a Google statement. We are working with government, law enforcement, and civil society groups to tackle the problem of violent extremism online. There should be no place for terrorist content on our services, writes Kent Walker, General Counsel for Google. Terrorism, he says, is an attack on open societies and addressing the threat posed by violence. After the break, more about Google and its algorithm.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the first break of the second hour, but and we're reading out this ongoing, unstoppable, it would appear, relentless drive of the police state and surveillance and the biometric ID. And now we have these ensconced Google, Facebook, and Amazon all geared up for this biometric society where they will have total control of just about everything. And this crap where they're saying it's to fight terrorism. I mean, good Lord. And this guy Walker for Google and Eric Schmidt, they're saying terrorism is an attack on open societies, and they're trying to close down society. And addressing the threat posed by violence and hate is a critical challenge for all of us. Google and YouTube are committed to bring part of the solution. That's a barefaced lie. We are working with government, law enforcement, and civil society groups, yes they are, to absolutely enslave us. And they go on and on with their propaganda non-stop. And I was saying, this guy was saying, who are these expert groups and counter-extremist agencies? The Pew Research Center and Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center. In March, Google said they are reputable sources that can be used for reputation research. The SPLC consider the radical right extremist at the Southern Poverty Law Center. It also considers Donald Trump a lightning rod for xenophobia and racism. Trump's run for office electrified the radical right. We saw in him a champion of the idea that America is fundamentally a white man's country, Mark Potok wrote in February. No, he thought of America as a constitutional country with protect freedom and liberty. Potok believes the alternative right is a racist movement. It is a rebranding of white supremacy for public relations purposes, albeit one that he emphasizes the Klan robes and Nazi symbols in favor of a more intellectual approach. Remind myself over in here. The phone number, if people want to add something to this, please state carry on, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My voice doesn't fail completely. But this is Potok, who's another anti-Trump, virulent socialist, and the SPLC, a reputable source, so-called, according to the article, according to Facebook. Google, while the focus now appears to be on Islamic extremism, it may soon include groups and individuals deemed extremists by the Southern Poverty Law Center, it considers anti-government groups extremists. I mean, this is crap. These include the Oath Keepers, Lou Rockwell, and the John Birch Society, the Eagle Forum, Constitutional Party, We Are Change, World at Maley, Genesis Communications, What Really Happened, that's Michael Navarro of RBN, InfoWars, Natural News, and hundreds of others. Jigsaw is a Google technology incubator, according to Google boss Eric Schmidt. It's a totally destructive algorithm where they're trying to implicate and entrap people. But the team's mission, this is Google, is to use technology to tackle the tougher geopolitical challenges from countering violence extremists. This was a proxy website when it started, a search engine, and now they're part of government. They see themselves as part of government to destroy all of us. And they continue on the same vein. Facebook planned uncovers a Facebook plan is uncovered to spy on users through its own smartphone cameras to analyze their facial expressions. Whoa. And this other smiling git, Zuckerberger, sneering at the camera here. The internet is buzzing with chatter about a new Facebook feature that allegedly peers into smartphone users' eyes to detect their emotional states. The social media giant has reportedly filed a patent for the new technology, which should be officially launched. Should it be officially launched, would allow for more customized advertising tailored to people's feelings. This is creepy, really creepy stuff. It's a downright creepy concept that Facebook has the capacity to hijack smartphone cameras and literally watch users scroll through their phones. But one that people need to be aware of is that all concerned about their personal privacy. Facebook's facial analysis technology has been in secret development for years. Well, they were working with Amazon with that, who have developed some of the best technology in the world and are now a military industrial contractor selling it to the military. And now that the cat is out of the bag, many users are reconsidering their use of platform altogether. Well, I've been saying since I started this program, will people ever find out what Facebook is? This is a total entrapment system and spying system. The imagery of what Facebook submitted to obtain a patent for this technology depicts users peering into their smartphones for the devices to detect and analyze certain features like mouth shape and eye movement. From whose Facebook is able to gather data on how it's used to respond to videos, photos, news, and advertising. As I said, you are the product. Yeah. I have a smartphone. Face shape of phone. Okay, I can hear the music. Going down to...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
At the bottom of the hour break, and we've been reading through Google this unholy alliance between Google, Facebook, and Amazon, and their algorithms and methods. They're working with the government to literally to treat us like microchipped cattle. And they're saying this one here we've been reading out about Facebook to sense user emotions through touch habits on smartphone keypads, similar to the previous piece, but I'll just go through it anyway. The secret development of this technology is not only just now making headlines, which is why many people still don't know it exists, but according to experts, they're about to find out, and it could put off a great many people from using Facebook ever again. I've been saying it for years and years what Facebook is. On the one hand, they want to identify which content is Facebook is most engaging and responds to audience reactions. The company wrote in a blog, Facebook that is, on the other emotion detection is, in a blog, emotion detection is technically difficult, but not to mention a PR and ethical minefield. And it's just a patent after all. Facebook may choose to never bring it into fruition. What a lie. Should it decide that doing so would damage the company's user base. At the same time, based on the amount of effort being put into this development, it is safe to say that Facebook fully intends to implement this. Another project that Facebook's been working on involves tracking the way users touch their smartphone keypads to detect their emotional states. Same thing, really. A patent granted on May 25th this year reveals that Facebook has the ability to sense how its users are feeling while writing text messages. Using this data, Facebook plans to automatically start inserting emojis and other indicators to provide proper context during a chat conversation. The system picks up data from the keyboard, mouse, touchpad, and touchscreen to detect typing speed and how hard the keys are pressed, explains Murphy. Facebook will accordingly change the text font and size before shaping it to make more emotive and relevant moods relevant to their technology. Anyway, it goes on and on and on this article. But Facebook, friend of me, certainly not. And it says the convergence of evil, this article by Mike Adams. Google, Amazon, and Facebook use technology to enslave humanity and suppress knowledge and accelerate human suffering. I'll stop reading this if he's overlapping on the last article. With Amazon now purchasing Whole Foods, giving it a near monopoly over multiple sectors of the U.S. economy, we are entering an age of corporate giants dominating and enslaving mankind. Apple has more debt-free cash than nearly all world governments, including the United States of America, which is drowning in debt. Google has near monopoly over the search results, a position of power it exploits to silence dissenting views and disconnect humanity from important knowledge. And Facebook suppresses all truthful information that challenges the false narrative of the globalists. Corporations like these abuse their power to enslave humanity rather than setting us free. At the dawn of the invention of television, and the technology was hailed as a way to bring uplifting education to every corner of the globe. It didn't take long, however, before broadcast television was turned into a means to control the masses through the dissemination of fake news, which has been going on forever, and the programming of consumers to purchase branded products often made with toxic ingredients. The dream of turning TV technology into a mechanism to set humanity free was quickly crushed. Today it is widely known that the more hours people spend watching TV, the more unintelligent they and unaware they are. Do you know that any intelligent, self-aware, healthy person who indulges in watching face TV? Similarly, the internet was once hailed as the means to set humanity free, but that dream too has been crushed under the extreme censorship and obstruction of internet-intensive businesses like Google, Amazon, Facebook. Here we are just a few examples. Google censors nearly all real news published from Google's news, making sure that only fake mainstream media achieves visibility. So that fake media narratives dominate public attention. Those fake narratives include everything from the collapse of the WTC Building 7, from office fires to the pharmaceutical industry's ridiculously false claim that vaccines have never harmed any child in the history of the world. Well, what a lie. For all the same reasons, Google also, through its algorithms, suppresses websites if it doesn't like, including independent news publishers, conferring investigative stories on vaccines, GMOs, climate change, etc. Far from setting humanity free to find what they want on the internet, Google covertly limits search results to primarily those content sites that agree with the globalist narrative, all of which are anti-human, anti-progressive. Google is also pro-big pharma and bans the advertising of natural supplements products that help people prevent disease and reduce suffering. Facebook follows a similar algorithm censorship track, penalizing websites that dare talk about children being harmed by vaccines, science corruption, and genetic engineering industry, and the dangers of pesticides and scientifically validated benefits of carbon dioxide to planet Earth. Facebook manually assigns penalty scores to entire websites, crushing their reach and making sure their content can't ever can't even reach fans who have deliberately linked the site to what they receive in this information. Mark Zuckerberger, the grandson of a Rockefeller, is being groomed for a position of global domination, says he might run for president. He's already obediently spouting every official lie that Hillary Clinton repeated on the campaign trail in 2016. It's truly disturbing. Shocking. Amazon.com, founded by the evil globalist Jeff Bezos, used his marketplace dominance to promote the interests of the pharmaceutical industry while suppressing natural medicine. Did you know that Amazon is getting into the prescription drug business in hopes of putting local pharmacies out of business? The company also bans FBA fulfilled by Amazon activities, which many nutritional supplements and botanical extracts can be prevent serious illness such as cancer. Now that Amazon is purchasing Whole Foods, Jeff Bezos is likely to use the same pro-pharma stance to try and transform Whole Foods stores into prescription drug pharmacies. Will they be flocking GMO products there? That's what we're doing. Amazon has already pioneered robot-staffed retail stores and has also developed a way to eliminate human cashiers by using RFID tracking of all customers and the items they pick up on shelves. Whole Foods workers are already freaking out, realizing they're going to be replaced by robots and drones. Well, the working conditions in Amazon's warehouse in the UK have been investigated by the Department of Labour here many, many times, and they're regarded as just sweatshops. And they have these incredible deals with the post office where things can come to you within 24 hours. Nobody else has that deal. Certainly with the post office. And in fact, in less than 24 hours, I've had a book delivered to me from Scotland down here in Wales. But Jeff Bezos will promote mass unemployment, will promote and cause mass unemployment, mass drug addiction, the censorship of natural products, and the centralized control over retailing. All of this makes Jeff Bezos richer and more powerful, but it also destroys human dignity, human health, and human knowledge. For people like Jeff Bezos selling opioids is a great business model because people keep buying them over and over again. The impact on society is damning. This is evil corporations, evil globalists, and evil agendas. What do all of these corporations and globalists leaders have in common? They are enemies of humanity. And he's naming the bullet points about them here. Mike Adams, as he writes this article, they all promote toxic vaccines. They are right now killing over 1,400 children a year in the U.S. alone, injuring another 100,000 plus annually. They all promote big pharma's toxic medications that earn high profits. They all suppress natural medicine, medical herbs, and cannabinoids. They all support Hillary Clinton and promote Democrats, the DNC, and big government. They all hated Trump just like they hate America, the Bill of Rights, and the Second Amendment. They all promote Monsanto, GMO, glyphosate, and pesticide chemicals as being good for humanity. They all claim to be pro-environment even while supporting the corporations that poison our world with toxic chemicals that kill life and devastate ecosystems. And it continues the bullet point about his triumvirate. They all believe in censorship and suppression as a way to shore up their power and silence dissent. They all put profits first and humanity last. To them, human beings are just useless idiots to be manipulated or exploited for profit. If Jeff Bezos could fire every single Whole Foods worker right now and place them with robots, he would absolutely do so. They all believe that the ends justify the means, which is why Bezos, he owns the Washington Post as well. His Washington Post newspaper feels justifying completely fabricating anonymous sources that publish fake news in an attempt to overthrow the American Republic. They also despise diversity of thought and demand absolute conformity and obedience to left-wing narratives covering everything from LGBT issues to the elimination of gun rights. Diversity of opinion is not allowed. Conformity is mandatory. In effect, these corporations are pure evil. They are run by evil globalists, ally themselves with other evil corporations that poison our planet, enslave humanity, and seek to deprive us all of basic human liberty and dignity. Well put, Mike Adams. paragraph on this, it's about a page and a half. He's saying here, you're not helpless. Here's what you can do to protect your power, your liberty, and your future. All these evil corporations depend on one thing to remain in business, compliant customers. If people stop financially supporting these evil corporations, they will cease to exist. The only reason they continue to grow right now is because people continue to feed them economic resources. Yes, the boycott is the answer. Until now, many people had not been fully aware of just how evil these corporations truly are. They had no idea that they were about to be enslaved and overrun by Google, Amazon, Facebook, and other similar corporation entities. Suddenly, however, it's becoming obvious to even those who previously described such warnings as conspiracy theories. Suddenly, even Whole Foods workers are waking up, flipping out, and realizing they are about to be made obsolete by Jeff Bezos' robot apocalypse. And he's saying here, I've heard that Amazon's culture is really cutthroat. That worries me. One beggar at Providence, Rhode Island store said, at least one customer was concerned that the Amazon purchase would further distance Whole Foods from its roots as a purveyor of premium organics, who's one of our mediocre supplier of foods, like Adams and Food. And he's saying, here are some of the some action items you can take now to stop feeding these corporate monsters that are destroying our collective future. Stop using Google. Find alternative search engines such as DuckDuckGo, Bing.com. Stop using Facebook. Why would you divulge all your details to your private life or to the NSA data collection front? Facebook is nothing but a massive social network spy machine that runs your life and makes you feel disconnected and depressed. Check out GAB, the search engine. Stop shopping at Amazon.com and Whole Foods. As it make conscious choices, etc., etc., etc. But that is the triumph of evil. Facebook, Google, and Amazon. You can have PayPal to buy as well. But Amazon Echo devices can be exploited by hackers to steal your bank account information. I don't know why people would buy these devices to put in their house. It's just crass. But I did read this one out before, but it's connected with today's articles. But it may be convenient to walk into your home and turn on the lights by simply saying Alexa or OK Google. A security expert has warned that devices like Amazon Echo could pose a serious security risk. If hackers find a way to compromise these devices in our homes, they could have it recording all of the time, and you wouldn't necessarily know. Explained cybersecurity expert Dr. Jason Morris. The device is a recording device, and it is there to spy on you. I mean, it asks and answers. There's no convenience involved in it. Anyway, Trump should break up Google's media monopoly. Well, that's the one high on the list of if he's to prove himself of being able to do anything as president. And this article is saying here, when President Trump was still on the, I did read it on the 24th, when President Trump was still on the campaign trail, he noted that Amazon is using the Washington Post, owned by Amazon Bezos, as a political instrument to avoid prosecution for its huge antitrust problem. President Trump is right to be concerned about Silicon Valley's unprecedented corporate power and influence over the nation's media, and he's right that we can't let them get away with it. But the greatest threat to our constitutional republic is Amazon, it's Google. Article by Fred Campbell, which is writing this article. Google's anti-competitive use of its monopoly power is beyond doubt. A Federal Trade Commission staff report found that Google has intentionally engaged in discriminatory conduct that has strengthened its monopoly power and caused real harm to consumers and to innovation that will have lasting negative effects on consumer welfare. While the European Union is still conducting serious antitrust investigation into Google, well, it's finished now, they have found $2.5 billion. In its investigative report of the closed FTC investigation, the Wall Street Journal noted that an antitrust lawsuit against Google would have pitted the Obama administration against one of its closest corporate allies, who was second largest corporate source of campaign donations to President Barack Obama's re-election effort. The awkward situation will explain why Obama's administration gave Google a corporate pass, but it's not the only possibility. This is written in June 21st issue. Cameron was another posturing pimp, meeting with the banks in Google about 20, 30, 40 times when he was prime minister. Couldn't do enough for them. Google's practice of censoring ideas and suppressing conservative viewpoints offers an equally powerful rationale for the Google boomsterism that's following us by both Obama administration and the Democratic Party generally.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the last few minutes of the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. E.J. Barden is my name, and we're I'm delving through some fairly heavy articles today. It sounds, probably sounds very tedious. And I'll finish off this article about the final carry-on of Google in the series of articles I have here. But for this writer, Campbell, is saying that Trump should break up massively Google's monopoly. It's just out of hand. This Google, Facebook, and this cabal, triumvirate of Google, Facebook, and how can I forget it? The three of them just combined to an Amazon. Combined, and as I say, you could add in Microsoft and Skype and PayPal to that as well. But it says, if your Google anti-competitive use of monopoly power is beyond doubt, a Federal Trade Commission staff report found that Google has intentionally engaged in discriminatory conduct that has strengthened its monopoly power and caused real harm to consumers and innovation. And just overlapping a bit on this article. Google's practice of censoring ideas and suppressing conservative viewpoints offers an equally powerful rationale for the Google boosterism, I don't know what that word is, by both the Obama administration and the Democratic Party generally. But no, the carry-on of these organizations during that generation is obscene, absolutely obscene. And they're lying, and they're also putting out the polling information, which is now proven that 5.25 million people illegally voted in the election, so Trump won by a massive majority. But that was miraculous, actually. But I've said before many times, they're doing this telephone polling and weighting it with all sorts of percentages of whether you did vote, you intend to vote, you may not vote. The only way to poll people, as I said before, which they used to do in the UK here, is clipboard and pen and a trained pollster asking people eyeball to eyeball how they're going to vote and writing down their answers and showing them the customer the questions and without manipulating the questions and doing that in cities across America or the UK, and that will give you a key result, like the exit poll in Britain run by John Curtis. Professor John Curtis is absolutely outstanding and deadly accurate, and they got it very dead on accurate the last two or three elections, but the general pollsters were way off. They hadn't done proper work on regionality and the other campaigns that are going on, which is the Remainers fighting a campaign to back anybody but the Conservatives, and they want to wreck the Brexit negotiations. And then there was 300,000 young people joined the Labour Party under the Pied Piper of Jeremy Corbyn, who is the epitome of socialist communitarianism. That's what he's pushing. And the young generation have caught onto this word, and they think it's the answer to everything. And Theresa May, stupid woman, called an election a 7-week campaign, which is insane. You just had 3.5 weeks here, that's it. And she did it without reviewing the constituencies. You walk into big trouble. So anyway, I hear the music again, and we'll be up to the final break of this hour.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.